It's GGHI Radio, live from GGHeadInterests.com, powered by Live365.
Live.
Yes.
From Houston, Texas. It's JJHI Radio.
Yes, it is.
Tonight,
Elmer Muselich.
And
your calls.
And we take your calls at 210-888-9198. And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. All I can say is yes. Good heavens. It's quite the lead in there. Yeah. Tonight on JJHI Radio, someone's coming on, right? Where's that blue cart?
Jerry, give me the blue cart. Shit.
Yeah. Elmer Muselich will join us this evening, sharing stories from around his retirement community, talking about a number of different phenomena this evening. The dating scene in the senior groups, the senior places, a little quickie before shuffleboard. Right, folks? Yeah, one way or another, good stuff coming up tonight. You stay tuned. Huh.
All right.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at JJHeadInterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
Yeah.
You're listening to JJHI on NPR National Poop Radio. That's NPR National Poop Radio.
Fellas, sick of not having the right gift for your special someone?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's.
Tom's has it all. Whether it's box drying goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy two cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at half off. Getting off of work, you want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's, everybody scores big.
I'm thankful for 23andMe because now I know who my dad is.
Chill out. You're listening to JJHI
Radio.
Hi, this is David Brown, the science pronoun, because science knows no gender. Did you know that your body is 80% water? What if you could get to 100% water and live an aqueous lifestyle? Just start drinking more water. This has been a Science Fact with David Brown, the science pronoun.
It's JJHI Radio. Live on JJHeadInterests.com. And now, your host, JJ Head.
Thank you, Torgatron. Old people. Geriatrics. Mature people. What's their sex life like? A day in the life. A day in the poon. A day for a quickie after shuffleboard. Have you ever played strip bridge? Have you ever waxed those silver hairs off of those genitals for money? All these questions and more swirl around the heads of young people like me. All 39 years, folks. So we made it an effort to reach out to a number of retirement communities throughout the state of Texas and Florida, places where it's very popular to retire. We solicited advice, stories, people to give us some input. And we came across a fantastic place. So live for the first time ever here on JJHI Radio, calling us from Greener Pastures Retirement Community in Dallas-Fort Worth. Elmer Mucilage joins us on the program. Elmer, welcome to the program. Hello, Elmer. Welcome to the program. You're on the air.
Oh, howdy. How are you?
I am superb. It's Wednesday night. Another JJHI radio feature. Another night of audio streaming across the world from the slave markets in Northern Africa to the wet markets in various areas of China as they slaughter the pangolins and chew on the bat fat. It's JJHI Radio here with Elmer Mucilage. Elmer, welcome.
Thank you. Speaking of wet, sounds like I need to check my Depends, man. That kind of intro. Thank you for that.
Sure. Do those change color when you've gone number one or two?
They do. They give a little stripe whenever they get a little tinkle in it.
Gotcha. So yellow for one, brown for two, right?
Pretty much. Yes, sir.
Mr. Mucilage, I'm told you're quite the orator. You're a great storyteller. And I think we'd like to begin with a little Elmer Mucilage story time here on JJHI Radio.
Sure, but I'm no orator. Your mom's an orator. Oh, I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
Oration. Sure. Defined sure. As speaking in public with charisma.
I understand. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. My hearing aid's acting up.
Elmer, a story, if you will.
Yeah. Well, around the retirement community, I'm pretty popular. You'd say I'm kind of a ladies' man, and I don't know. It just the variety of women over here just getting a little stale. Not completely dead. Close to, but get a little stiff.
Stale and stiff.
Yes, sir. And so what I've done is I started venturing online to find women. And what's interesting is I stumbled upon this website. It's called eldermeat.com. And, oh, my Lord, make sure you use the double E and not an EA.
Elder Meat.
Correct.
M-E-E-T. Not M-E-A-T.
Correct, because I'll tell you, you used the wrong one. And are you familiar with Arby's roast beef sandwiches?
Delicious.
Oh, not in this context, sir. Man, not in this context at all. So, have you ever seen a 65-year-old woman on one of those, looking like one of those, hanging from her privates?
I've been to many Halloween parties and seen many atrocities similar to that.
Well, it's not pretty. And that's if you go to the wrong website, you're going to see that, and you're going to see dudes' dangles looking like saggy wizard sleeves. It's not pretty, man. Not pretty.
Stay away from Elder Meat, M-E-A-T. .com.
Yes, sir. So I was on this website today, and I meet this beautiful young lady, and I don't know, she's quite a bit younger, and we hit it off, and we decide to exchange social media information, and my daughter, she set me up on the Facebooks a couple years ago so I can keep up with my grandkids. And I tell you, that thing's a wonder. I connected with people I haven't connected with in so long. But I met this young girl, and we decided to get on each other's social media. And then she proceeds to email me or text me or message me, excuse me, about pictures of women I have on my page for years. And she starts to ask me about them, and I tell her, "Ma'am, I am a single man, doing things on my own." And she just keeps pressing the matter. And I tell her, "Ma'am, you're asking about my wife who passed away." But she just kept on and on, thinking I was some married old pervert just trying to cheat on his woman. You know,
she's fixated on the dead.
I don't know her problem, you know, but it's like this young woman, she was fixated on my dead ex-wife. And anyway, I explained to her, and she just kept pressing and pressing. And then what was really weird on top of that is she went and liked a bunch of those photos. She was liking those. She was liking the photos of me and my ex, so say ex-wife, I'm sorry, my wife had passed. She was liking those and hearting those, which I thought was really strange.
Was she sending pictures to you?
She was not, not yet, but it takes a turn in just a few moments. So what happened is she, after accusing me of being a cheater, she basically told me I was good looking. And then she proceeded to ask me if I'd help her pay her rent, which that's not going to happen. And what happened next is I told her, thank you for the compliment. And then I turned around and complimented her. And this young lady told me, I told her she was attractive, and she told me, I know.
She knew.
Yeah, she goes, I know. And not LOL or not funny, just kidding, hee-hee, whatever these young kiddos do these days. But she just said, I know.
You should have said, Gee, that's swell.
Well, we get there in a sense, right? I'm assuming you mean I should have been sarcastic to the lady, right?
Assume nothing. Well, presume everything.
Okay. I understand you now. So this young lady says, "I know." And then I ask her in return, I go, "Really?" And then she goes, "Oh yeah, I'm young, beautiful, and gorgeous." So I at that point just got fed up with her, and I told her, "Ma'am, I just don't think I'm interested in you." And then I proceeded to remove her from my profile on Elder Meat, and then also remove her from my social media. And then it gets really strange. She actually goes to it again under a different name. Basically, she just flipped her name around and started trying to find what she could on what she tried to friend me, which I wouldn't allow. And then she went and found some old public information, and she started harding that.
Harding it?
Yeah, she found my wife's obituary on there and harded that.
Well, I think that's respectful, isn't it?
No. Then she proceeded to comment.
Did she sign the guest book?
I mean, electronically? No, but she made a comment, which is essentially the same thing.
And what was the comment?
Hopefully you see your husband in hell soon.
Well then.
Yeah, pretty intense.
Well, we are going to have to take a break here at JJHI Radio. We'll be right back with more Elmer Mucilage from Greener Pastures Retirement.
Are we on mute?
Hello?
Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got? You'll never get any chicks with that.
You need Boost Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more G's than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro. Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Boost Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce. You'll never reproduce.
You're never gonna reproduce.
Hello, friends. Do you like potato chips? Do you like good beef? Well, you won't get that here. What you will get from Prang's Chip Beef is the best beef cut off a cow. Not only will you get the best chip beef, you will get the best sauce. Oh boy, does it remind me of my grandma. She made the best sauce. All it was some secret dust and thick water. So when you buy the best canned chip beef, I hope you think of your grandma, because Krang's Chip Beef is thinking about all of you.
It's GG John Radio. Now, your host, DJ Head, hit it.
And we're back. Turn that awful shit down. Greener Pastures Retirement Community, DFW area. It's springtime up there as it is down here. Talking to Elmer Mucilage. Wonderful story time there. Be sure to have more of those here coming up. Elmer, I have some questions for you that have come in here over the messenger line, if you'd be willing to answer a few.
Well, of course. I'm already up past my bedtime, so however I can help.
You know, there's a phenomenon that has to do with dating rules, especially a man of your experience. And Amy here from Wimberley, Texas, she sent a picture there. Very nice. Does not shave armpits. Ooh. Very good. She asked about the 13th commandment, and I think you have some input on that.
Oh, the 13th commandment. Okay. Well, there's this rule amongst men about, is this the one about age appropriate dating?
I'm not quite sure. I think it does apply something to that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So there's this rule amongst men that, that you're only supposed to date women. Well, the youngest you could date of a woman is of a certain age. Beyond that, it's considered off limits. And this is no matter what age you are. And this helps keep you grounded, and it also keeps you in perspective.
Okay. That's reasonable.
Yep. The rule is that you could date half your age plus 7 years.
Half your age plus 7 years. So I am 39. That can't work. That would not work.
That would be 25.
That would work. That would absolutely work. Yeah. Okay. And I think that's most of the strippers I encounter. So, hey, win-win, right?
There you go. Just remember, don't ever date a girl that her name ends in I.
Don't date a girl whose name ends in I.
Right, that's right, because those are the crazy ones.
Yeah, you don't want a lot of I in people's names. It's more about we, isn't it?
Well, not only that, but all the girls that end in I, either something happens to their eye, your eye, mm-hmm. or your vehicle. And if your vehicle ends in I, that's not a good thing.
Toyota Tundra. Thankfully, it does not, so that's good.
Well, Ferrari, Maserati, things like that.
I wouldn't ever bring 25-year-old strippers around a vehicle of that kind. I mean, it's just, I'm pretty sure there's a clause in my insurance where I can't do that. So. Tom is calling east of the Rockies here. Let's see. Splenda Syndrome. And
what's that?
Splenda Syndrome. Splenda Babies. Explain what that is.
Oh, Splenda Babies. Okay. Well, are you familiar with the term sugar babies?
I am. Yes, it's those ones that are hooked on the crack cocaine, right?
No, sir. So for older gentlemen, and as you get older, you may be faced with this, given that you're so successful.
Thank you. Yes.
I'd say semi-successful, because you mentioned you drive a Tundra, yeah, so that's okay.
Sure, go fuck yourself. I'll pull you out. Yeah, no problem. Go ahead.
There you go. So, in time, what happens as you get older, so the thing is women of adult age find men of all ages attractive. And it's kind of like, are you familiar with that crazy hot matrix that they did a long time ago?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. We've spoken about that on the program. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So that crazy hot matrix, the reverse of that, remember, is the men version. It's how good looking and how much money he's got.
Sure.
It's very much alive. And what happens is when you hit a certain point financially, anything's on the table. And that's when you have to potentially apply the rule. Right, the rule we're talking about.
The 13th commandment.
Exactly, the 13th commandment applies. But going back to this, so essentially, it's two things, right? Sugar babies are really, really beautiful women who are looking for men. Excuse me. Who are looking for men who, you know, have a lot of money.
Sure.
And who cares about their looks? So the concept of a Splenda baby is, well, you may not be a multimillionaire. Say you're a 401k-er or something like that.
Sure.
And say the women are not like nines and tens, but they're like sixes and sevens.
Okay.
So the concept then is kind of like a Splenda baby is kind of like a low grade sugar baby.
A low grade sugar baby is in less motivated, more motivated, or just in general kind of flat there.
Well, I think the motivation's about the same, and the reason for that is they're still determined to get them a man and to help them pay for their stuff. But the thing is they're not super hot. So
the foundation is there. They just have less to offer.
Right. And on top of that, right, they're not looking for them to, they're not going high end. They're looking for them to pay their Toyota Tundras and things like that, not Porsches and high end stuff. So they're looking for like, it's like a middle class play.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Well, there's got to be something for everyone. You know what I mean? I mean, it can't all be for the super rich. You know, men who of reasonable means should also be having some kind of fun, right? There's something to settle for there.
Well, it honestly allows you to still provide for your family, just leave them something behind, but give you a little fun in the end too. So, yeah, it's a good balance of both worlds, and these. These bitches, they don't get everything. If you leave some back.
Got it. So the key is to follow the 13th commandment within reason. If you don't qualify for, you know, venture capital type investment opportunities, you know, you might be able to get involved in some Splenda syndrome and have a couple of Splenda babies, you know, lying around. Why not four Splenda babies that understand fellatio instead of one sugar mama that's got no idea what she's doing except whipping out that credit card and, you know, buying a new outfit that you will never get to see? Where's the value play, I guess?
Well, I'll tell you what, though. Those sugar mamas, they sure know how to gum down. That's amazing.
I would imagine. There's a lot of greener pastures all-stars, I would imagine, that you've engaged with that can take the old dentures out and gummer it up, right?
Oh, absolutely. Who needs a Hummer when you can get a gummer?
I want to return to something else. You know, we had talked about this individual during story time. Liking a lot of your pictures, but were there any pictures they didn't like, or perhaps they thought that shouldn't be there anymore?
Yeah, she skipped over kind of practical ones, ones with my buddies, ones on fishing trips. She went back a good year, right, and just liked stuff I was shown and with women,
mm-hmm.
and she was being presumptive. That I was, I don't know, some scumbag or something. And no, I mean, she did skip over, ones that just kind of were normal. It was almost like she was trying to have a point or make a point. Or, sorry about that. So it's almost like she wanted to like unveil something or make someone jealous or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But point is she was doing it on pictures that with people who have passed along. So it was pointless.
I find that this is sort of a phenomenon in general, I think, in our civilization now. They're going out, they're tearing down old statues and works of art of people that, you know, might not be looked at as the most scrupulous, you know, whether it be Robert E. Lee or whoever. And yet you have these same damn people that say, well, that person's not alive anymore, and that picture is 3 years old, so you should be taking that down, sir. That is not an accurate representation of who you are or what I'm after. It's this strange projection, you know, of this woke nonsense. Are you running into that a lot there at Greener Pastures and Elder Meat?
I do. I mean, well, it depends on the generation, because I tell you what, like, art is art, right? And some of these people are prestigious, and they've had a hand in history. Mm-hmm. You know, I was around when some of this stuff was happening,
right?
And I tell you, you know, they're not bad people. Not everyone stood for the same stuff, and there's degrees of gray, we can call it, in some of these subjects.
Sure.
But I can tell you, if it's a piece of history and it's proclaimed as that, it should stay that and be respectful, not trying to tear it down because you don't necessarily agree with the same thing. People forget, especially these youngsters, these millennials and whatever damn term they got, Generation Y or Generation LGBTQ, XYZ.
I just like being called sir. You know what I mean? Fuck the pronouns. Here's my pronoun, sir.
Well, I lived in a time where I was called massa, but it's okay. That's up for another
It's still comparable to sir. I mean, you know, what the fuck? Well, here's what, you know, the same mentality with some of these, whether they be Splenda babies, sugar babies, or Elder Meat hoes, you know, they're out there looking at your pictures, and then they're telling you to take it down. You know, just let it wouldn't matter if you were a statue of a great man, or you're just a guy out on a fishing trip, it's wrong either way. Don't you agree?
Well, yeah. I mean, history's history, and the thing is you don't see people going and telling them to take down the Mona Lisa.
Shit, no.
Right? And the thing is, the Mona Lisa, there's controversy around her and who she was and what she did. You know, you don't see them taking pages out the Bible, and there's stories about whores in the Bible.
Unless they're smoking dope with it, you know, they roll that Bible paper up and you know, get high or whatever this nonsense is.
Well, or, you know, I think that was in the book of Nelson 420. I think was the scripture.
I think it
you're
was
referring to.
I think it was. Describe a day in the life of Elmer Muselich.
Oh, wow. Well, I'd say, you know, I wake up around 4:30 a.m. and I change my Depends. You know, I eat a fresh egg yolk.
Just the yolk.
And, pardon?
Just the yolk.
Well, yeah. I mean, I crack it into a cup and drink it, and it's mighty tasty. Hmm. And then I read my paper.
And what paper do you read? Are you a New York Post kind of guy, Wall Street Journal?
Man, I'm a Houston Chronicle kind of guy, or Dallas Post, both those.
Yeah, the Houston Chronicle I burn to keep warm in the winter months.
Well, I read just the sports and the funnies. That's what I read in the morning. It gets me going.
John McClane. John McClane, that guy is the most Homer sports journalist in the history of sports journalists. That guy has a waistline of 80 inches and the journalistic integrity of Groucho Marx.
What do you think of Joe Buck?
I think he's got a great voice, but a bad attitude.
Attitude. All right, then.
All right, so you read your papers. You get through what's fun in the funnies. Then what happens?
Well, about 10 a.m., I sneak over to one of my rotations, right? 10 a.m., I have my nooner, so to speak, you know? And that lasts me, well, I'll be honest, it takes me a good hour, but we ain't doing it the whole time. It's, you know, it's a lot of work. But that's how I get my morning cardio in.
By banging old broads.
Yeah, or on occasion, there's this doctor around town collecting samples, and he has this really, really beautiful nurse that comes up there and visits us. She's Russian.
Yeah.
And man, she plays a little tug of war with us, you know, and gets samples, some project they're working on.
Wait a minute. Is this Svetlana from Synergy?
I think that's her name. Yeah.
We did a profile on them a couple of shows back. That is an excellent opportunity. So you are participating in the donor program for Synergy TRT.
Oh, is that what it's for? Is TRT?
I would imagine it's on the paperwork. One way or another, that's excellent. So she comes in, puts the gloves on, and extracts the specimen.
Let's just say she doesn't need gloves most days, but sure.
Fantastic. Couple more questions here for you. What is the best dessert at the cafeteria there at the Greener Pastures Retirement Community?
I'm going to say the tapioca pudding.
And why is that?
It is so tasty. And, I mean, it just has such a sweet taste. It's enjoyable. And I would say the rest of the stuff is not as high quality. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of fruitcakes being brought up there from people pawning off old shitty Christmas gifts they're trying to give us in July. Mm-hmm. I mean, things like that.
Are the fruitcakes serving the tapioca pudding, or what's their role there?
Well, you know, those Libercrats, they're there serving stuff too. And, mm-hmm. and then you got us old folks, half of them are Redumblicans, right? There's just constant stupidness going on.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, you know, fruitcakes need a job, too. It's a living.
Absolutely.
There at Greener Pastures Retirement Community in Dallas-Fort Worth, do you visit the S&M dungeon often?
No. Can you? Maybe I have. I just don't recall.
Well, I'm just looking here on the website. It shows two different facilities. You have one in the basement level of Building 314, and this looks very well appointed. You have the X-Rack. You have the locomotion-based phallus machine. They have a male and a female separate one, which I think is kind of nice. There's no need to unisex that, right? That'd be in plenty of hand sanitizer. There's some bleach. The lighting, very attractive. You can go with a dark purple or a red. And then I see also they have a guillotine, which I think is kind of interesting. Have you haven't been able to see this yet?
I actually have. It's more of a privilege we get to go endure.
I see.
Every once in a while there. So it's and we don't. I mean, I'll talk about it with you, but it's honestly one of those privileges. So we want to keep it there because it's in such high demand. Mm. So we just kind of we try to keep it at a minimum. So kind of members only, you know, certain privileged people.
Sure.
Get to attend that. So we don't want certain areas smelling like cocoa butter and things like that.
No, absolutely not. Nothing ruins a geriatric erection like the smell of stagnant cocoa butter.
And it really loosens up, and it makes the leather not as tight and not as taut, you know, as we would like.
Of course. No one wants loose leather during an S&M session. No doubt. Rapid fire. We're gonna go through a couple little questions here. You'll have a one or a two, okay? So it's you pick between one, you give me one, and we move on down the line, okay?
So I'll tell you one or two based off,
you just repeat the one you prefer based on kind of just the rapid fire question. All right, you ready?
So multiple choice, basically?
Nope, single choice, one election.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. Shuffleboard or nude twister?
Shuffleboard.
Viagra or cocaine?
Ooh. Snort Viagra.
Corvette or Camaro?
Ooh, I'm going to say classic Camaro.
McDonald's or Carl's Jr.?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
McDonald's or Carl's Jr.?
Cracker Barrel. Oh, no, that wasn't an option. Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr.
Yes, sir.
Akira or Vampire Hunter D?
What?
Akira or Vampire Hunter D?
Sir, I have no idea what the hell. What
language
is that?
Just pick one, damn it.
The first one.
Akira, not sure. Vampire Hunter D.
Sure.
Female Native American or Icelandic female?
Icelandic female.
Broom or vacuum?
Broom or vacuum? I'm thinking, what would be a better gift? Vacuum.
Texas or Florida?
Oh, Texas.
Florida or California?
Florida.
Ozarka or Aquafina?
Tap water?
Not a choice.
Aquafina.
Double D breasts or double D ass cheeks?
Do you know where I could find some booty? Oh, yeah, booty.
Double D ass cheeks. Outstanding. You've won this evening, Elmer Mucilage, on the rapid fire session. We're going to be right back here on JJHI Radio. You all stay tuned and stay with us.
Please, if anyone is out there, can reach deep down in their gut and find that turd that they can sacrifice to save old Dick Stiffin's life, I would be forever grateful.
You're looking for alternative means of entertainment? You want to get spanked? Come get spanked to Spankies. You want to wear Spanx? Come buy those and wear them at Spankies. You want to spank off? Come spank off at Spankies. You want to wear Spanktravision? Come wear that Spanktravision at Spankies. The only place to where you can wear Spanx while getting spanked, while spanking off, while wearing Spanktravision. Come on down to 6969 Montrose and come to Spankies, your favorite Christian bookstore.
It's JJHI Radio, and now, your host, JJ Head,
I like how he says that as though it's a question. You're here on JJHI Radio. I am JJ Head. You may be listening to us live. If you are, thank you. JJHeadInterest.com, powered by Live365. You can find us on Spotify. Let's look up JJHI Radio. You also can scroll all the way down if you go to JJHeadInterest.com and click on the link. It says, give me my damn podcast. I want it now. Click that link. All the back episodes are free for you to download and consume with caution. Greener Pastures Retirement Community in Dallas-Fort Worth. Elmer Muselage is our guest this evening. Elmer, you're there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, sir. Sorry, dozed off.
You know, Elmer, there's some things I've been hearing about these underground fight clubs that they have in places like psych wards, various state facilities. Do y'all have a local chapter there at Greener Pastures?
Well, we hire people to do it for entertainment. So I'm sort of a manager or of a stable of young men who fight for entertainment.
I see.
Sort of like human cockfighting.
So is this more of a bare knuckle boxing type of an arrangement, or what kind of rules do y'all work with there?
Well, you know the first rule, right?
No, I don't.
Can't talk about it.
But if you were to,
well, I mean, it just depends. So, what's interesting is the staff's in on it too, and what they'll do is they have deals with the what they call behavioral hospitals.
Yeah,
and the behavioral hospitals, what they'll do is they'll have them spend time with us. And we get to know them, and some of them are fairly violent people.
Sure.
And what we've done is we have this co-op to where we can clear out room in the cafeteria. And, we have our stables. We get to sort of train them. And then we get to have them fight. And people make bets off of them, at least the staff. And there's some crazy websites out there that stream this like a crazy pay-per-view.
Where can I get in on that? I'm looking to make some money off of other people. Is that an open opportunity for both myself and my listeners?
Are you wanting to like support like a mem- like? Put your logo on the back of like one of their jackets or something, or are you looking
yes.
to stream this?
If we could do a henna tattoo or maybe a real tattoo on the back of these individuals. We're just looking for more listeners here at JJHI Radio. So any opportunity to promote that, I think would be in our favor. I mean, Torgatron, do you have any input on that?
Yeah, I think if we could just put JJHI Radio on the forehead, the back, the chest, and possibly around the genitals in case something fun happens. That would be the best way to go about doing that. Don't you agree, JJ?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. So, do you have pricing in that case, or?
Yeah. So there's different cost per parts of the body. That if you want it either temporary or permanent, and we can make that happen. There's mm-hmm. one guy,
yeah.
Man, he's filling up his headspace literally with logos and things.
Sure.
Believe it or not, one guy, when you fall asleep and people draw.
Oh yeah. Sure.
You know, something on the side of your face. Well, so someone did that as their logo and he let them do it. So he permanently has a dick on the side of his face. It's quite funny.
Kind of looks like Tekiyashi 6ix9ine or whatever the hell that guy's name is.
Yeah, whatever that, you know, snapper chatter guy, you know, guy with the weird teeth.
Yeah, he's got those Skittle teeth.
Exactly.
The kids love it.
Well,
it's like some kind
of, he's stupid.
Kind of jacked up ice cream, you know, truck salesman. But okay, so that's of interest. Do y'all sell tickets to these events? Is that something we can get our hands on and go see the actual live action? Is that something we can do?
Well, if you know, there's some chapters in your area. You're welcome to come up here to Dallas and check out what we have. You know, again, we could stream it to you as well. We call it Psych Fights. So Psych Fights.
Okay.
Psych Fights. Uh-huh. Oddly enough, that domain is taken. So instead of .com, we have .tv.
.tv. Psychfights.tv, a great opportunity to watch two individuals down on their luck, but trying to earn some respect in the world. So, Greener Pastures Retirement Community, Shuffleboard, Nude Twister, S&M Dungeons, great tapioca pudding, lots of fruitcakes around serving all of it, Psych Fights, and wonderful gummer blowjobs, right?
I mean, it sounds like the life, right?
I don't think it could get any better. I mean, I really think they need to update these pamphlets they hand out, because the pamphlets make it very plain and vanilla, but your description here makes it anything but.
Well, the beauty is they do say it.
When I say anything but, it means, you know, you can do anything in the butt. So.
Well, what I mean is it's so subtle, and this is the beauty of a place like Greener Pastures, is it says, and more.
And more.
And more, and that more is all that we're talking about.
That's it. He's Elmer Musilage, joining us from Greener Pastures Retirement Community, a legend in his own vein there. Elmer, we really do enjoy speaking with you. You think you could come back here on the program at some point?
Well, shit. I mean, if I got enough time left on this earth, I'd absolutely love to.
Okay. Well, let's take some of that time. Let's give it back to the world, and let's have you back on JJHI Radio.
I'd love to, partner. Thank you.
It's JJHI Radio here with Elmer Musilage from Greener Pastures Retirement Company. But you know what, folks? Wait a minute. That's what it is. Oh, yes. Mr. Brubeck is saying it's time to go to bed. It's past my bedtime. It's probably past Elmer's bedtime. As we had mentioned earlier, this program is broadcast live, streamed, from jjheadinterest.com, powered by Live365. If you'd like to listen to any of the back episodes or this episode again, we would encourage you to do that. Scroll down to the bottom of the webpage, click on I Want My Damn Podcast, Give It To Me Now, and boom, there it is, all of them for you to listen to. Also on Spotify, JJHI Radio. How many times do I have to say it before you will subscribe, asshole? It's a challenge for you. Next week, we'll be back with another show, still confirming a guest. If you have a guest that you would like to join this program that would have something interesting to say to me, why don't you reach out to us? admin@jjheadinterest.com, or hell, even message the Facebook page. You got ideas? We got ears. It's JJHI Radio for April 26th, 2023, and I bid you good evening and a great week. We'll see you next time. I'm JJ Head. Take care.
JJ Chai Radio is in no way brought to you by UFO White. UFO White, a delicious American-made wit beer. Enjoy UFO White tonight.